Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pastor Butch Paul is going to be joining us coming up with very important revelations. I'm going to recap some of the top stories. Another huge director and has gone public on 9/11. There's been a suspicious death. We'll be talking about all of it. 1 hour is never enough time. We'll get Dr. Nick Begichup in the next few weeks again if we can. And we are carrying his new film, Mind Control. It's unbelievable. You need to get it. It's all documented. Let's take a final call. Brian in Maryland, thanks for holding. Go ahead. You're on the air with Dr. Nick Begich.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? I'd like to report a breaking news item from Maryland about a crisis management preparedness exercise.
So they're having another takeover drill?
That's exactly right. It's going to happen in Bethesda area tomorrow, December 7th, between 10:30 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m., and personnel from various local and national emergency service organizations, hospitals, and military will be participating in the exercise.
And what that does is condition everybody to go under military control, the local constabulary to go under federal control, and all these constant drills, thousands of them in the news, it creates the illusion of a real terror threat, so it's also a form of operant conditioning or mind control. Dr. Begich, would you like to speak to drills?
Yeah, you know, this it's all part of the conditioning, you know, process. You know, it's like it's very standard stuff. You know, you want to drill, because then when it does happen, people are, you know, more organized to follow the orders and follow the script.
I.e. Jim Jones and the Kool-Aid drills.
Yep. You know, and all of this stuff leads to people to do things that maybe otherwise they might not do, or they might click in the cognizant mind and start thinking a little
Have
bit
you
more.
Seen all the reports of where they go into schools and scream at elementary students and put guns to their heads unannounced?
The nonsense has gotten totally out of control. It's about control, ultimately. You know, we've barely touched the surface of this issue, and I know we'll be doing it again soon, I hope.
Well, that's a domestication trauma-based mind control. That's classic.
Yep, and it's, you know, and it's kind of old style, but when you have that going on and you overlay these other systems, you increase the efficiency of that dramatically.
Points, I mean, of all the different layers of from low tech to high tech, what is the most dominant or core?
I think the biggest things are the electromagnetic systems where any carrier can be used. This is where the action is. This is where the breakthroughs are being made. On the flip side of this, we know that we can increase our human capacity in terms of mental capacity by 50 to 100% above what it is now with technologies that are available today. And that's what's being lost in this shuffle, is we're using it to destroy humankind when we ought to be able to enhance our performance, enhance our capabilities. We use 7 or 8% of our time.
But do it in a way that keeps the core of what it is to be human there. Instead,
absolutely,
they're going into all the dark technologies meant to destroy humanity and take free will.
That's exactly right. And, you know, to have these technologies individually, and I say that with emphasis, individually available, where we could amp up our brains in ways that are unprecedented. And some of the ways that it's being done are very simple, and it's not like something coming in and controlling you. It's you learning how to control that activity between our ears in a much more precision way, just like learning how to ride a bicycle. And that kind of knowledge is out there. The very end of this book deals with some of that, the very end of the video. Deals with some of this in depth.
Let me tell the caller something real quick. Caller, will you send me an email about that? We'll post it.
Yes, sir, I did. I sent it to Ryan.
Okay, anything else?
That's it, Alex. Thanks a lot, and thanks to both of you guys. You're right on. Yeah.
Dr. Begich, if I could do this, just keep you 10 more minutes. I want to get Pastor Butch Paul on right now, and then I want him to tell you about what he discovered in West Virginia, because it dovetails into everything you're talking about.
Sounds great. You know, and I was just on with Pastor.
I heard you about a week and a half ago.
Yeah,
I listened to the broadcast. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Nick Begich and good old Pastor Butch.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
1-877-928-8822. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. Well, down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we took the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All right.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles.
Having a little bit of fun there, ladies and gentlemen. I dedicate this song to Paul Watson. I'm just teasing. Having a little bit of fun. You got to joke around every once in a while. Dr. Nick Beggish has agreed to stay with us through this segment, and we've got Pastor Butch Paul on with us from West Virginia. Butch, why don't you encapsulate it for Dr. Nick Beggish, the world expert, really, I'd have to say, at wide-spectrum analysis of this, of these emerging and well-developed technologies of control. All over the country, universities and law enforcement groups are getting federal grants to thumb scan, retina scan the children. They basically come in and force it on the kids. The parents, a lot of times, are sent the letter the day before. No, it's for their safety. We're just, you know, getting them into the system. This is all part of the control. And then you discovered the group doing it was tied into human experimentation, quote, in the name of protecting the children, of course. And now I have a whole bunch of documents on that subject. Introduce us to this, Pastor Butch.
Sure, and thank you, Alex Hamilton. I appreciate it. How, Dr. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to be talking to you again. I didn't think it would be quite so soon, and I certainly didn't expect to be running into you on the traffic corner of Alex Jones' show.
that's a busy corner, too, by the way.
Yeah, it is. It sounds that way. It's good to be talking with both of you guys again today.
Well, anyway, to get on this very topic, now, I have literally beside me in the hard copy, over 1,000 pages of documentation. I'm sure there's probably 10 times more than that out there if I could afford to get it all out here. But what brought this to my attention was a form that I received back in August. It's called Amberview. I'm sure every school in the nation is doing this. It's returning children to the safety of their families, parental or guardian consent and information form. The parents filled out, they send this in with the children, their retina scan, thumb scan, put into the FBI database, state police database.
Yeah, I forgot. A lot of schools like Westlake now here in Austin make you do it, and the parents have to thumb scan and retina scan to get in to get your children. It's a literal prison now, but
yes.
Let's talk about who's behind this.
Well, as I read this paper that was given to me, I looked up at the right-hand corner, top right-hand corner, small print. You have a copy in front of you there, Alex. This is from the West Virginia. Now, folks, listen very carefully, and I have massive documentation to prove this.
Yeah, I spent hours looking through it.
West Virginia University Institution Review Board for the Protection of Human Research Subjects. And right here in front of me, too, is a bill introduced in 1997 by Senator John Glenn, Human Research Subject Protections Act, 1997. Another page here is the Belmont Report on the Ethical Principles of and Guidelines for the Protection of Human Subjects of Research. My gosh, Alex, we could spend hours in this.
And basically, when you sign this, you waive your kids into being experimentation, and people think they're signing their kid up for the safety program, and now they're trying to say, oh, you've got to do it. This is incredible. Please continue.
And I also have in front of me here from the Health and Human Services website, the underwriter subcommittees, as you guess you could say, all the people involved in this, and my goodness, it's a 3 to 4 page document. Involved in this are the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Department of Agriculture. Every federal department you think of is involved in this.
The reason it's Veterans Affairs is when they admit they're tracking them and their scores for enlistment later. But that's one small part. Go ahead.
And it goes it's overwhelming. This article, April 1979, the summary of this article, from the National Commission for Protection of Human Subjects, Biomedical and Behavioral Research, on July 12, 1974, the National Research Act was signed into law, thereby creating a National Commission for Protection of Human Subjects, Biomedical and Behavioral Research.
But all of that is waived. It's like the UN Declaration of Human Rights gives you
Absolutely.
All these rights until 29 and Section 30, because under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, it authorizes the use of chemical and biologicals, even lethal, in, quote, research on the American people. Let's get Dr. Beggish to jump in here real quick before you continue, Butch.
Okay, sure.
You know, this whole issue of human experimentation has come up periodically. We mentioned it in Earth, Rise, and Revolution when the administration of Bill Clinton admitted that over 500,000 Americans, Secretary of Energy O'Leary, said that over 500,000 Americans have been unwitting victims of human experimentation. And, you know, these kinds of consent forms that they're trying to get parents to sign, people need to look very, very closely when it comes to your children, because historically children have been used in human experiments.
Radiated.
Yep, and they've admitted it. And the fact is, when they admit a 500,000, you can multiply that by 10 or 20 and get maybe close, but maybe not. I mean, I think that this is the problem is, why should a government be able to announce that we've had a 500,000 unwitting victims of human experiments in the United States and nobody be in jail?
The government doesn't fall.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically they grant immunity to these folks, they hide who they are. The end of the day is it's all about accountability, and it needs to flip the other direction. We need a transparent government, not an opaque one that's filled with too much smoke and mirrors to find the truth. We need the kind of open government.
Well, here's an analogy. The cop pulls you over for no reason and wants to search your car, quote, because we're in a post-9/11 world. How about we search the government? These people killed us over and over again premeditatively. They can't be trusted. Now, Butch, continue with what you found.
Well, as I've looked through this, these massive amounts of documents that have been in front of me, as a matter of fact, I was on the computer listening to you, Dr. Nick, talk. I was digging up some more. They are now saying that they're explaining who are considered children, and they want to basically right now go with wards of the state, children who maybe had no parents, will say are in the VPS service systems. But
well, that
also
came out of New York papers where they make the little black kids drink pesticides till they die.
That's right. That's all. This is documented in front of me. I got thousands of pages here. I'm telling you, folks, this is for real. And they also said that because ethics change, they can go further into this as time goes along. In other words, the principles and laws lived by today will change tomorrow. So we'll continue this research in more depth as the people are more immoral.
And then I talked to the principal up there in Michigan where they put the guns to the kids' heads unannounced as they wet themselves crying and begging. And he said, oh, this is good training for them. You see how mutated that principal's brain is, Dr. Begich?
Yeah, absolutely. Trauma-based conditioning is a classic method of controlling the human brain. You know, and the fact of the matter is, when you look at this and you see the overt nature of it, traumatizing children is not the answer. In fact, just the opposite. Children need a nurturing. You have kids, and I have five children, and I know that kids do not need a trauma. I mean, we have enough trauma coming at us just by living our normal lives to inflict it on children. Somebody belongs not in the principal's office. They belong in jail for this kind of
nonsense. Well, Nick, doctor, the reason I like having you on is I can mention an article, and you've read it, and you even know more than I do on this subject, and I'm one of the people that knows more than almost anybody because I research it every day. And, you know, I'm sitting here, and I mean, I remember reading New York Daily News, folks. They take little black kids and they kill them. I mean, they murder them in plain, and this is not hidden. Okay, and finally CPS workers blew the whistle, so we heard about it, but then the state granted the biomedical companies doing the test protection. I mean, what this isn't stopping, folks, and I'm sick of it. Does anybody out there think you're safe while these psychopaths are running things and they got a bunch of idiots in uniforms that will enforce whatever they say? Dr. Begich?
Absolutely true. You know, there's an article, and it was the Washington Times, September 29th, 1994, and this is the quote. Children in orphanages were used to test experimental vaccines for diphtheria and whooping cough for several decades after World War II. And then it goes on, at least 500,000 people were used in Cold War era radiation, biological, and chemical experiments sponsored by the federal government, a congressional agency said yesterday. This is from a 1997 report. This shows up in our book from 1999, Earth Rising the Revolution. And orphanages, prisoners, minorities, people who essentially were considered disenfranchised from the mainstream population were the ones who became the victims. And, you know, this whole sense, I mean, we hung people at Nuremberg in Germany after World War II for these very same offenses, and then the CIA brought 700 Nazi scientists over here to continue this work in this country for the last 60 years. It's time to end the tyranny.
It's time to get mad.
Actually, we're doing much worse than Hitler could ever dream of doing. I have here a draft that I sent a house copy of.
I'll tell you what, Butch, cover it when we get back, because I'm going to let Dr. Begich go now, and so you can have the rest of the time to cover this. Dr. Begich, we'll talk to you again real soon. Huge 9/11 news just broke. It's breaking. Another huge Hollywood power has gone public on 9/11 on national TV today. We just learned of it. We'll tell you about that when we get back. This is huge. Dr. Begich, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Take care.
You bet. I mean, this is an exciting day. It was David Lynch, the huge director, earlier. Now, we'll We'll cover something just as big on the other side. Oh, praise God, it's coming out. Oh, man.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. It's December 6, 2006. Gold's at $632.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $653.62, $329.36 for half, and $159.58 for quarter ounce coins. That's $653.62, $329.36, and $159.58. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Federal agents, we are armed!
The government. like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Butch Paul is our guest, and I apologize to him because he's bringing us such vital info. He's been researching this for the last month when he discovered it. It integrates in with everything we're talking about today. On The View, huge national broadcast TV show, James Borden, we've gotten a bunch of emails about this. We're confirming it right now, but it is confirmed he was a guest today. Just broke 9/11 truth on a top-rated TV show, The View. At the end of his stint on the program show, he announced to the audience the website 911weknow.com, and I've gone to the site. It exposes a 9/11 inside job. And so now James Borden, and that's the big Hollywood actor, producer, husband of Barbara Streisand's gone public. Earlier today, we just discovered that over the weekend on National Dutch Television, another huge individual, a director and a producer, went public there as well. We'll tell you more about that before the broadcast ends. Pastor Butch, this is exciting. I mean, the evil's coming down on us. But more and more people are having the courage to speak up. Is it not amazing?
Absolutely. It's exciting, but a little bit scary, too, because the other side is not going to back up. I wonder what the next move's going to be.
You know, I want to talk about you personally. I know you can't talk about a lot of it because it was classified, but, I mean, you volunteered for Vietnam. You were in covert operations in countries around Vietnam. You did a lot of things. I mean, back then, I've heard you talk about it. You totally believe patriotism was doing whatever the government said. What do you say to police and military that are serving the Black Dragon?
Well, I will say I didn't volunteer for Vietnam, but yes, I was in Vietnam and communications expert. And I would pray with everything in me these people would quit walking blindly behind these leaders and take a look what's going on. I know for a fact when I was there, the CIA was flying in massive amounts of drugs in and out of Vietnam. They did it. They stuffed the caskets full of drugs, shipped them home to the U.S. or where they shipped them to as dead soldiers. And this thing was, and I thought it was okay because I was an American serviceman.
Now, let's be clear. I mean, you're not just all the other CIA guys we've had on who've admitted it or seen the Bushes involved.
You were there
and knew about this.
I was stationed in partly in Nudorn, Thailand, next to the largest airport base in Vietnam, in Southeast Asia at the time, and these planes flew in and out of there all the time. I mean, it was no big secret. I mean, it was like have the elephant in the front room. Everyone knew it was there. They just ignored it. Yeah, it was no big deal. Everybody thought that we were doing well because we were Americans and we were after the gooks. We were after the bad guys. Just as we are in Iraq today. The same. That's why they take children in, Alex. That's why they take 19-year-old boys in and girls in. They're naive, and their mom and dad fought in World War II, and they thought that they did the right thing too back then, too. So it's naivete will destroy you. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's what's happened in this country.
When did you wake up?
About 1991.
What was it woke Pastor Butch Paul up? Then we'll go to break and come back and talk about the story.
What woke me up, I guess, was Randy Weaver. Was that 91, 92, somewhere in that area?
Yeah, 92, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I started questioning what was going on. And looking behind the scenes, and my gosh, the deeper I dug, the more it stunk. And I realize now how deceived I was, and I apologize to many people because of the deception I was involved in. But I did it ignorantly. Now I'm trying to turn around and do something righteously.
Well, that's absolutely. So you guys knew about the government dealing drugs, but it was just kind of like, well, we're the good guys. There must be a good reason
sure.
for it.
Absolutely. Well, we trusted our government. One thing our forefathers warned us about, and so does the scriptures many times, never put trust in man. Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be the man that puts trust in man and makes flesh his arm, his strength. We've cursed ourselves through our ignorance and apathy with following man's and man's laws, ignoring God's laws.
Okay, let's get into this experimentation where they trick the parents when they sign up for security procedures with the retina scans and thumb scans to get your kids, happening right here in Austin now, or in a suburb. And it's, you're really signing them up for human experimentation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is the info war on the front lines. Just like Paris was saying in the last segment, it's a battle for your body, mind, and soul. The enemies of God and pre-humans traffic in the souls of men. They brainwash you. They destroy your destiny. They control your life. They make you petty, mindless creatures who only lust after the things of the world. They take everything away from you, all of God's gifts. My friends, we are under attack. And we rise to the challenge with God's help to fight this new world order. Now, David Lynch has spoken out on 9/11. In fact, get that queued up. I want to play that before this segment ends and get Butch's take on it. Saying there are many questions, no answers on 9/11, bringing up how the buildings fell, the hole at the Pentagon, and saying that the government could be involved in it. This aired just 3 days ago, Sunday, on Dutch television. We just learned of it earlier today, and then now I'm cleaning all the calls out. We haven't taken a lot of calls today. We will only take your call if you saw The View this morning. We've gotten a bunch of emails on this. We've confirmed he was on the show. We're trying to confirm he did say this. We're trying to get an audio clip of it. James Brolin just broke 9/11 truth on the top-rated TV show The View. At the end of his stint this morning show, he announced to the audience that the website 911weknow.com, thank you, that is massive right there. So it looks like the dam is breaking. We have to confirm that. Again, Charlie Sheen hit the barbed wire first. Incredible courage. He was told to basically shut up, and then they dropped all those lies on him after that. Just amazing courage. He hit the barbed wire first in that whole guild of people. I mean, obviously, there are former German defense ministers and former members of Congress and members of Congress and all these high-level people, you know, the head economist for the Department of Labor going public and the father of Reaganomics and the Reagan administration who headed up the Treasury Department, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts going public, all these CIA people going public here on the show, widows, victims, firemen going public here. But when you get big Hollywood people now, like Barbara Streisand's husband, who, again, has produced just been in hundreds of TV shows, been in just scores of movies. I mean, it's list in the hundreds here of the movies and films he's been in, and of course that is James Brolin doing that. I mean, it is amazing. And before we go back to Butch, I have her schedule. I appreciate her coming on briefly. That is Debbie Morrow of New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America water filters. They also have the British ones if you choose. They support patriotism. They support this broadcast. And this is key. This is key. It's made in America. They support this broadcast. And the water is full of poison, ladies and gentlemen. Stop drinking it. And you get the equivalent of what distributors are getting these for. These are like $320 in stores. You get them $195, $199. If you want the really fancy one with all the bells and whistles, $259. Just free gifts with it, sports bottle filters with the big unit. Takes a few minutes to... Debbie, it's just they're nuts if they don't call and get this. They're insane if they don't call and order it for friends and family. I mean, how many have I bought? I know it's more than 10 over the years just to give as gifts to family. In fact, just a month ago, we gave one to family. My parents did. It's just absolutely essential. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Tell folks about Berkey and tell them how they get it.
Well, you can call us at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to our website at www.berkeywater.com. And it's spelled BerkeyWater.com. And we do have a lot of holiday specials. And so please give us a call and ask us what the Alex Jones holiday specials are, and we'll be glad to answer any questions. Berkey water filters are gravity-fed water filters. They don't have to be plumbed in. You can take them anywhere and use them in any water situations. They're for everyday use as well as for in case of an emergency and you need to use any type of local water.
You are insane if you don't purify your water, and that doesn't mean some cheap charcoal thing that just takes out some of the dead bacteria and the bad flavor. This is to non-detectable levels. With electron microscopes, they can't find bacteria or what normally would show up in other filters, even their excrement. This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. You need to give them a call, 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438, or order via InfoWars.com or BerkeyWater.com, and tell us what free gift you want in the comment section. Potassium iodate to protect when there's a radiological event. You take it at that time. Your pets can take it, your children. This is the medical corps type that's recommended, so it doesn't make you upchuck it. The type they give the military doesn't work because even a grown man has trouble holding it down if there is an attack. The portable sports bottles that make the water safe to drink, not completely pure like the purifiers, the larger units. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. Debbie, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
God bless you.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
You bet. Going back to Pastor Butch Paul. Butch, let's continue with, you discover they make the parents, and in some areas they make you, like Westlake here in Austin, outside of Austin, richest, you know, area, suburb of Austin. Thumb scans, retina scanning, they're putting it all in, making you sign up for an ID that has this. You got to swipe it when you go in. Barbed wire fences. You know, this is the type of stuff they're putting in nationwide. And some areas they phase it in. In fact, I have it here where they want people to, you know, you go to the head of the line at the airport if you'll do this. Well, for the kids, they don't let them choose, and it's being administered by the human experimentation folks. Go through all those documents as much as you can, and then don't leave us before you talk about some of the work you've done, because especially these people that say we should worship government and do whatever it says, I want you to tell them about that teaching, that video you did, Render Unto Caesar Explained. But right now, please continue.
I just told Troy here in West Virginia to listen to this program today. You remember Troy, the caller?
Yeah, what do you think of him calling in and threatening, quote, to beat me up? Cause...
Well, we have some jerks in this state, too, I'm afraid. What's he going to do when he finds out I'm running for governor in this state? It's going to scare him to death. But anyway, and the topics I have, and I sent this to you, some of these to you via fax. In a letter there written by John C. Fletcher that was not to be quoted or cited without permission, get the contacts and people, a certain phone number to do this. In this letter, now this insults me to know that our children and us, not just the children, but now adults, are now considered human research subjects. We're no longer people, actually, we're considered animals. Nehemiah chapter 9 said that one day they would own our bodies. Well, now they do. Back in 1998, President Clinton requested the MBAC to include implications of a reported attempt to fuse a human cell with a cow egg. Researchers claim an embryonic cell mixed a human and cow. Goes on to say that if such a fusion did result in a chimeric organism that was not human embryo, then he saw no ethical problems of continuing the experiments. Also, from a speech made by a gentleman named Harlan Girard back in October 19, 1997, he said this. Now I want to point out that we have an unblemished history of human experimentation now dating 65 years ago without relief. I will tell you, you'll be happy to know, the government is no longer experimenting on the poor and the vulnerable. It's not experimenting on the nice middle-class people like yourselves, psychologists, engineers, social workers, black, white, Asian, Christians, Jews, Buddhists. And it's an equal opportunity killer. Now, this is from a man who was there and saw this and done this. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to contact him as soon as possible.
Now, let's be clear, though. Let me stop you there. The reason they have to give their minions these documents is the average psychologist or psychiatrist or cops coming to grab you or CPS workers, they've got to be given some signed piece of paper saying doing this is okay. Okay, this is just a policy. Well,
yes.
A policy doesn't legalize murder or torture.
Well, and on the same document here by John Fletcher, says morals must be a growing science if it is to be a science at all, not merely because all truth has not yet been appropriated by the mind of man, but because life is a moving affair in which an old moral truth ceases to apply. It goes on to say that principles exist as a hypothesis with which to experiment. In other words, they're going to make this worse as time goes along, but they'll stop it. They're tearing down all...
And they're saying there's no moral. They say we're not bad doing this because we decide what's bad.
We're the immoral ones now. We're the ones crying out to stop this, and we're the ones who now are being immoral because we're selfish. We don't want to do these things because we believe it's wrong to murder and to pillage someone's mind or to destroy their bodies with drugs or whatever.
This is pure evil.
It's pure evil. It's absolutely pure evil. It's hard for you and I as somewhat moral people, I guess you could say, to comprehend that people could be this evil, but they are. They're here. And why else would John Glenn, who's also an evil man, by the way, introduce a bill to protect human research subjects? I don't like being a human research subject. I am a man. I'm not an animal, and I don't like it. I'm not going to tolerate it. My gosh, I haven't had a driver's license since 1998 because I won't take a biometric scan and put on computers to be traced all over the world. I've been fighting this with the DMV in the state for years. We made a few inroads in the last few months. In my teaching, which by the way is on our website, pastorbutch.com, Rendering Unto Caesar Explained is on there. They can watch it for free. Rendering Unto Caesar Explained, 3-hour video. Watch it all on pastorbutch.com. Folks, please watch that. It can save your soul from hell.
Let me talk about denial here. We have video of Dick Cheney saying that he was the head of the CFR, the director, and that he didn't tell his constituents, with David Rockefeller laughing. And then I get emails saying it's not real video, it isn't true. I mean, these people are delusional.
1994-95, I was talking about the CFR, Trilateral Commission, all the rest of them, and they didn't exist. No one's ever heard of them. They're not real. Now they're out on TV saying, yes, I'm a member of CFR, as you said, Cheney said it. But people still are in denial, Alex. They don't want to, they just cannot grasp the idea that we have become this evil and so far down the road into tyranny. And I hope people will watch Renewing the Seizure. I'm not trying to, it's free. I'm not trying to sell it. And right above it's another teaching entitled, Are We Humanists? You want to know how we got where we are in this country today? Watch the 3-hour teaching of humanism.
Yeah, once you get rid of God's standards, it's man's standards, and that's in the toilet.
There's nothing left. After that, there's nothing left except total destruction of a society. And I'm going to say this as a passionate preacher, which I am, by the way. If we as Christians, the church, do not judge the evil in society, then a righteous God will judge the whole nation and us along with it. Now, that's the way it is.
Continuing with your research into, and now again, they tell the parents, oh, it's a program for your kids' safety, sign this form, and really you're signing them into this whole program.
Oh, yes, and they admit, they finally admitted that this goes, see, in Clarksburg, West Virginia, we have the, the headquarters for all the biometric information on all this whole nation.
Yeah, I remember seeing that 6 years ago that the biometric database was to be there.
Yes, and it's operating, of course, it's 3 stories underground. As a matter of fact, I talked to the engineer that helped develop that complex up there. When I mentioned it's underground, isn't he was shocked that I knew that. He said, yeah, how did you know that? It's three,
no, I remember back in like 99 hearing that they were going to build a national base there, a command base, to store all the national ID card info.
Yeah, it's already here and operating. But now they will admit, finally, that the information from their children go right into this database. See, this is not for the protection of anybody. This is for data up on every human being in this nation and eventually around the world.
And now they're even trying to get tissue samples at the schools. And that way, if David Rockefeller needs an organ, your child's going to get snatched, folks.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's all. This is all in this material I've got in front of me. And I'm going to be, it's going to take a while.
Now, I've only got about 30 pages, because I told you not to fax me the whole 1,000. But I do know from the other stuff, they do tissue type. Take China.
Yes, they do.
Where they're taking national DNA databases, and they come charge you with a crime when some elitist needs it, and needs your organs, and needs your goods. Tell us about that part, then.
Well, this is a database. Again, they're not admitting they're going to do this, but they are taking, of course, DNA and other tissues.
But it's run by the West Virginia Institution Review Board of the Protection of Human Research Subjects.
Yeah, that's from the West Virginia University Institute for the Protection of Human Research Subjects, yes. And I discussed in our Bible studies over 2 years ago.
And you know why so much of this happens in Texas and Arkansas and West Virginia? Because they think we're a bunch of dumb hillbillies.
Well, Joy kind of proved that. But anyway, but as I read this, I become angry, I become frustrated, and I become very agitated because I see this happening, and the masses, again, are in denial. Thank God some people are now seeing that 911 was an inside job, as you mentioned, I forgot his name, the actor that's on the View, and everyone watched The View, but you mentioned his name this morning who exposed this. Some people are getting their eyes open to some truth. Again, either the other side must move with a great thrust to put us back into the cage, or we're going to break out and break this thing down, one or the other. There can't be an in-between ground here.
And that's one of the biggest problems is when Hitler was doing what he was doing, the churches said, lay down, he's the Antichrist, don't fight.
Yes.
Whenever Nero was doing stuff, they said, lay down, he's the Antichrist. No, that's a lie. They told the Founding Fathers, lay down, the British are the devil. No, you're to fight evil regardless.
If we do not fight evil, we are partakers of that evil and also consenting to that evil. And that absolutely is something that a Christian must learn. I've gotten in a lot of flack over the years because I preach this and teach this. We are put here on earth not to save souls. Now, the church, that's going to make a lot of people, it's going to shock them. You're not finding anywhere in the Bible where the church is to save souls. We're here, according to Matthew 28 and the Great Commission, to go out and disciple. That means discipline the nations, teach them the laws of the Almighty God. Because once they know the laws, they know that they need a Savior. Until then, they don't know that they're even sinners. We're not here to save. We're here to discipline, to teach the laws of God, and see that His laws are the ones that are in power, that are in authority.
Well, I've found if you show somebody how evil the New World Order is, they get religion real fast.
Absolutely. That's the whole job of the church. But most pastors won't touch what I do. They're scared to death of this. I've wasted lots of time.
Here's an example. People tell their kids not to smoke because they're not old enough and it's too much fun. Then they go out and smoke. If you explain to your children that it's there to destroy them, that the government's against them, that the system is there to trap them, they will then listen to you.
Oh, absolutely. And again, that's a pastor's job, but we have very few real pastors in America today, Alex. We have a lot of pulpit pimps paying the wages of pulpit prostitutes that are paying a good salary to keep the mouth shut in their tax-exempt status, 501c3 churches, will not speak out. They're cowards. They're moral, corrupt cowards. Pat Robertson was one of them. We go on from Benny Hinn, a whole bunch of them.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We got a break. We come back. Final segment. I want to plug your numbers, your ministry. Let folks know how to listen to you tonight from 8 to 9 Central. And we will recap all this, and I'll talk a little bit about 9/11 and the top stories. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the website.
Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you think it's convincing what they tell in the film?
It's not so much what they say, it's the things that, you know, make you look at what you thought you saw in a different light. And those things for me, that bother me Is the hole in the Pentagon being too small for a plane?
Mm-hmm.
The lawn isn't mussed up, and the government's not showing the plane hitting when many cameras photographed it. At the World Trade Center, three buildings came down like demolition, but and two of them were hit by a plane, but the third one, they said, do you want us to pull it? And they pulled it, and it looked just like the other two.
Uh-huh.
Those things bother me. In Pennsylvania, the plane that went down, there was just a hole in the ground. There wasn't any wreckage. There wasn't any skid marks. There wasn't any tear in the earth. And no one's ever really found out about that. So every place, there's questions coming from this documentary. And you don't have to believe everything in the documentary to still have questions come up. And you look back and you remember what you saw and what you were told, and now you have questions.
And the event itself, did it change your life or did it change
No.
your view of...
And now it's just an event that has many questions and no answers.
And a suggestion that the American government is behind it?
That's
what does it
too
mean?
Big for people to think about. It's too big.
What do you mean?
It's just, you know, it's like something no one wants to think about.
Absolutely. It's scary to know there are real live monsters. That is the legendary director, TV, film, you name it, David Lynch. Unbelievable. We got a big report coming out on PrisonPlanet.com on this right now. There's already one up on JonesReport.com. Get it out to everybody. We are vetting and confirming, but it looks like it's accurate that James Brolin, huge himself, also put out a 9/11 truth site this morning when he was hosting The View on national television. Butch, it's exciting.
Yes, it is, sir. I'm glad to be in the battle. I know for a fact that we were not born in our time by accident. Our Creator had us here for a purpose. I think we're fulfilling His purpose. I intend to fight this battle till I die.
I'll tell you, the old devil fights dirty, though, with all this mind control and propaganda. It's unbelievable.
The only protection we have is the Holy Spirit in us. If it wasn't for Him, we wouldn't survive 5 minutes. As Nick Bedrick said in his book, the mind has no firewalls. Well, the only firewall we have around us is the protection of a holy God. And that's where I stand. That's where I'm going to stand until I'm dead. And I know I'm not going out of this world until my time is up, and I'm going to battle until I do leave this world.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Give out your phone number and show
them. Sure. People can contact us at Call to Decision at 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403. Website, PastorButch.com. They can listen to a program at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern every night on PastorButch.com, GCNLive.com. And then scroll down by the page there and find out what stations we're on, at least the ones I know of. We're on 3.215 shortwave, 9 o'clock p.m. every night, 3.215 shortwave. And again, we're here to help people with anything they need. If they just call 800-777-4403. We offer our news magazine once a month. We don't charge for it. We ask for donations. It's huge. It's full of information like I'm sharing with you today.
Well, Butch, we're out of time, but I want to tell you, I love your spirit, and I love you and your great wife and everybody. And it was good having you on with us
Thank
today.
Thank you, Alex. Good
Give that number out quickly because you said it so fast.
The phone number is 800-777-4403.
All right.
PastorButch.com.
All right. We're out of time. I salute you. Keep it up. And will you write some report up on this for us?
I certainly will.
Because I got if you write it, we'll publish it and get it out to people about this. Just
certainly
one more
will.
Thing. I mean, there's so much evil, I can't even cover it all anymore, folks. I'm just wallowing in it. And then there's so many victories we're having and so many stories I want to break. I mean, we're just on fire. We'll see you back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.